This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Give me a call. My name is Nicholas Ericalis, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number we're talking about. Well, I just talked about for a little while Willie Mays passing away at 93. That was reported first yesterday night. Now we're reacting to the Pirates as well, though, so you can call in for to give your reaction as well, 412-928-9370. We'll start with Jake in the truck who wants to talk. Go ahead, Jake.
I got two things about the Pirate game last night. Number one, I don't understand why, but Nick Gonzalez has to bat fifth. I mean, they try batting him sixth, they try batting him fourth. It just doesn't work. He only hits when he's batting fifth. It's the weirdest thing. And number two, I never thought I'd say this, but I can't believe we pinched hit Jack Swinski last night instead of Rowdy Tellez. And I mean, I guess he was up to bat last night, too. He was going to be the fourth hitter. And at that point, why was he not, like, we're down one run. Why are you putting in Sawinski at that point?
Yeah, Jake, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on, too. Nick Gonzalez, to me, doesn't seem like your standard cleanup hitter, and I'll go more in depth about what I think of, you know, cleanup hitters and who should be there. So I think that's an interesting point, and I wanted to touch on that, too. So thank you for the call, for being able to, you know, bring that up and start that conversation. Yeah, I don't get it. It's weird. Nick Gonzalez bats fifth, and he's hot. You know, they tried batting him clean up these last two games, and he didn't get a hit at all. So that's tough. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like I don't get it. Like, I don't understand the logic behind that. And I mean, you know, on the Joe Starkey show, Joe gets to talk to Derek Shelton every week on Tuesdays at noon, and they had their talk yesterday, and they asked their questions. Shelton gave his answers. I don't understand what's going on with the lineup. I don't get why it can't be more consistent. I understand guys need rest days. Not a fan of Connor Joe hitting third, and I never really have been. I don't like that he's a middle-of-the-order hitter, and that's a guy that you want to rely on to have the batting position that's that prominent. I don't get it. Nick Gonzalez is getting hot, so you bat him fourth. Maybe it's just a cursed spot in the order. I don't know. But he, to me, doesn't seem like your standard cleanup hitter, because once you put him at cleanup, they're going to, you know, anticipate that he's a better hitter, and they're going to pitch him accordingly. It's nice to have him in spots where, like, you know, the pressure's off or pitchers aren't necessarily expecting him to hit well in a fifth spot. Not hit well, but I mean, like, not be that power guy. And I guess, you know, he comes in and he's... He said, I don't know exactly what I'm saying there. That didn't sound like I wanted it to sound. I hope you understand what I mean, though. It's when you bat cleanup, I think pitchers have a different mindset about what kind of hitter you are. And Nick Gonzalez never seemed like a power hitter. He's run into a few, and he's gotten hot. And he's gotten a lot of hits, I think, because pitchers pitch him differently when he's not batting cleanup. But once he's batting cleanup, I think they pitch him a little bit differently. I think he changes his mindset a little bit because he's in a different role. And that's just not a role that I think works for him. That's all I wanted to say that. And so I think that's what's going on there. Now, you know, they moved him up and down in the order. It seems like, according to Jake at least, he seemed to notice when he bats fifth. Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe fifth is just his lucky spot. And I hope after these two games that they, you know, put him back at the fifth position and move somebody else into the cleanup spot. But that's just been a problem with the Pirates, too, that I've noticed. It's that they haven't had a cleanup hitter that they've been able to rely on. Now, they're paying Roddy Tellez to hit home runs, and Tellez, while he's gotten hot here as of late, has not hit for the power still that I think that we, you know, he was signed to hit for. You know, that was his role, was to be able to hit home runs. So you need to bring in a guy that can handle that cleanup spot, handle that cleanup role. You know, hip for that power that I think you're lacking a little bit. I don't think it's Nick Gonzalez. And judging by all the guys on the team right now, I don't think that cleanup hitter is on your roster right now. So they got to go get somebody. That's it. They got to go get somebody, and they got to get somebody that can handle that cleanup spot. Because right now, I mean, the guys on the team, they're doing well. They're serviceable. But there's nobody right now that I would say, yeah, that guy can handle the cleanup spot, you know, exceptionally well. Maybe Sawinski, but even him, yeah, even he has been hot and cold. And right now he's looking like he's back on the cold end of things. Now, why pinch hit him instead of Roddy Tellez? That's, yeah, Jake, that is an argument, too, that that's a tough one. Why not bet Roddy Tellez? I mean, that's a good question. Maybe you want to get Sawinski reps in there. Sawinski hasn't been playing as regularly since being called back up. They've had, you know, a few different outfield looks. So maybe just getting him in there and getting him that extra repetition, giving him the opportunity to prove himself, you know, giving him every opportunity to succeed is what you want to do in that situation. Maybe Roddy Tellez has proven himself enough now. It seems like weird logic, but I honestly don't know how else to explain it as well. And I think hindsight's 20/20. You didn't know that Jack Sawinski was going to fail in that situation. He's a power bat. He's a left-handed hitter. He was facing a righty. And so, you know, it is what it is. There's no guarantee Roddy Tellez would have come off the bench, too, and had success. And if Roddy Tellez gets out there, too, maybe you're saying, yeah, give Sawinski the chance. So that one's a little bit different. I mean, hindsight's 20/20. Maybe you want to try to ride the hot bat of Tellez, or maybe Tellez just had a full off day and they didn't want to use him. And maybe that's what's been successful for him, too, is Tellez not playing in some of these games in full. But, you know, I can't necessarily explain it away as well. I don't always I can't always explain what the Penguins, or excuse me, I'm watching hockey right now, the Stanley Cup Finals are on replay on TV right now. I can't always explain away what the Pirates do, and I don't always know what their intentions are. So that's why we just have these discussions. But one thing's worked, too, in talking about consistent lineups, McCutchen batting leadoff is a formula that works. He walked once and got a hit in three official at-bats, four plate appearances yesterday, so that's something that works there. I hope the lineup just gets to some consistency soon, and I know you got to give some guys off days and you got to switch the lineup around a little bit, but some consistency soon would be nice because it seems when they have that consistent lineup, you know, where McCutchen's batting leadoff, Reynolds at number two is good, Gonzalez at the fifth spot, however else they want to put the lineup together, it seems like when they put together a consistent one where these pieces fall into place, that it works. Pirates play the Reds today, 12:35, rubber match of the series. It's split one game apiece going into this third game now. So if you want to listen to that game, you can go over to 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. Real quick for you, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications online at sunchevy.com today. High of 93, low of 73. Excessive heat warning through 8 p.m. on Friday, June 21st. It's going to be hot. Throughout the weekend, tomorrow, high of 94, low of 71, partly cloudy skies expected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.